6 o'clock in the Southland. It is a live imaging Thursday on Shidano and Cap. And Shidano's back for vacation. We're all excited about that.
I am.
We're also excited that it is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lindsay, what do you got?
No, see, when I do it live, I go, take it away, producer Lindsay.
Oh, sorry, do that.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited to be doing What You Need to Know. And today's What You Need to Know is that in hyphen.
Wait. What are you watching on your phone?
You and Chris hugging it out on Instagram.
Oh, because you were
so jealous of this.
I heard it. Like, well, you hugged it out with me.
I know.
But not like that.
But it
that.
Wasn't
not
on video.
Like that.
And it wasn't on video.
Right. I felt like somebody should have been following me when you and I saw each other for the first time.
I was eating.
Well, you kind of snuck in. Like, we didn't know. I said, is Cappy here? And then
we
you
didn't
walked
even know
in.
You were here.
Yeah, I was like, is Lindsay here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hiding.
Well, he got here, I think, before, because we were all chilling with Amanda for a little bit.
Yeah.
Clinton's
were you there. Sucking up to the boss?
Pretty much.
Well, no, Clinton is. Hey, you know, I could do shows, too.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead, Lindsay, sorry.
Oh, man.
All over Clinton.
Oh, man.
Poor CY.
Okay, so in hyphen, we'll throw out the first pitch for the Dodgers Korean Heritage Night, the group announced earlier today. The game will take place Friday, August 19th.
And who's throwing out the first pitch?
In hyphen.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. Do I not know what that? I don't know what
they're a K-pop band?
Yes, they are.
So, real quick, sidebar. When I was in Seattle, I was driving to go watch the. I went to see a day game in Seattle. Beautiful park, by the way.
Yeah, right.
They have a Typhoon, by the way, inside.
Impressive.
Incredible. But when we were going to the garage to park, there was like this huge line of kids like coming out this like you know this building, and they're like literally camping out like lawn chairs or whatever on the side, and I'm looking at that and I go. But I'm like, we're like looking at what is it? And I go, I bet you that's a K-pop band they're waiting for tickets for. And my
how
wife,
did you know that?
And my wife, and then we drove past like the front and had the big like marquee thing. And my wife looked it up on her phone. It was a K-pop band.
K-pop. Now,
yeah.
What is that?
Come on.
Really?
Well, what do you mean K-pop? Like
you gotta be joking.
Like kids bop. like where they? What is K-pop?
Why don't you Google K-pop?
Wait a second.
Quick.
6:03,
2 hours and 3 minutes.
2 hours and 3 minutes, and we finally got a Shidano Sai. Come on, what's a K-pop?
It's Korean pop.
Korean pop, man.
Oh, man, sorry.
It's basically like boy bands, or well, not just boys, actually.
I'm supposed to know this?
They're mostly, they're like the Korean equivalent of like the Backstreet Boys
and
NSYNC.
New Kids on the Block and all that.
It's pretty big. It's been big for
a long time.
So what's
as a matter of fact,
the,
whatever the biggest one was performing here at the Microsoft a couple years ago, and it was like wild.
The old morning show, I feel that we brought K-pop to sports radio. We were early on K-pop.
Okay. Yeah.
The Keyshawn Morning Show.
Yeah, BTS, as Laura
said. BTS was the one that was
that was the big one, the first one.
So these guys, if BTS is like the Backstreet Boys, then in hyphen is like NSYNC.
Were there in hyphen?
Yes, in
hyphen. Shout out to you, Tom.
In hyphen.
In hyphen. So, they're going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Dodgers Korean Heritage Night, which is August 19th against the Marlins.
Isn't and that they, tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's tomorrow. Thanks, they're going to be throwing out the first pitch tomorrow.
Sure. Today's the 18th.
Well,
right?
they just posted it like on Twitter today because the K-pop group is actually currently stateside to attend K-Con LA.
Yeah.
Which is going to be their first U.S. performance of their career.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal.
I bet you that thing's going to be sold out to the gills tomorrow at Dodger Stadium.
If it's not already, you can go to Dodgers.com to get tickets for that game.
K-pop, K-con. Look at his brain.
He can't process it all.
You guys are exposing me to something that I'm just unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
This
you
phenomenon.
Kids have to know what K-pop is.
Yeah. Cappy, you've heard the BTS songs. Like, we've
you've heard
played
them.
Those.
They're, super, they're on the radio
them.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Like, so, it's one of those things where if
they
if
sing
you,
in English, I don't know if you realize
this. You know Harry Styles, you know BTS.
Oh, yeah, but I know Harry Styles. Is he a B-pop?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, he's British, right?
Yeah.
So do they call it that?
No.
I mean, if they wanted to, they could.
They could. British Invasion or whatever.
Like, you've heard this song.
Nice hook. This is a bunch of dudes?
Yep.
Never heard this song.
By the way, are
but
we
you
really?
You like it? It's a banger.
It's all right.
I told Sliwa today that we're going to go to Genuine. Are we really going?
Oh yes, 100%.
Like Pony?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
I want to go.
I'm going to be there watching the Pony while I do the Pony.
Oh, Sliwa's going to be. Sliwa's going to be very uncomfortable.
I texted
Morales.
No, he's
not going.
I was like,
I
was like,
Lindsay and I.
We have to go to this. It's Genuine, Salt and Pepper, and
En Vogue.
No, not En Vogue. There's another one. It's a They sing Poison. Belle Biv DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe. If Laura and her boo were to go, Cappy, would you come just to grind on the boo and show him
Hell
the pony?
No.
It's not about grinding on him so much. And I just love to watch him dance.
No,
he is a fun. He was a very good dancer.
He's not gonna be sitting near us.
Dude, yeah, the boo can dance.
I know he could dance.
He can pop.
He could do a lot of stuff.
He can pop.
What the hell did you just do?
That was a pop move.
No.
Watch this.
You're trying to pop and lock.
Yeah, pop and
Jeez,
lock.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I think I hurt my forearm trying to do it.
You're going to have arthritis.
Right. I think I just got like writer's cramp or some, what do they
carpal
call it?
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, carpal tunnel. When I tried to pop on the right.
Oh, you're such a fool.
I tried to pop on the right, and I did. I think I hurt myself.
Oh, man.
You pop walking over there?
I was.
Trying. In the early 80s?
Trying. Trying.
All right, that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
All right, what were you saying about how something was said about the Lakers?
So I was watching First Take today.
You're watching First Take.
And I love me some First Take.
Okay.
I told you Mateo loves Stephen A. Right? So we watch First Take. Okay. Instead of watching cartoons, he's watching First Take. So today, Stephen A, because Stephen A is like making up for lost time,
yeah,
right? Like he's been gone for a month, kind
of
like me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like catching up on topics, right?
Yeah.
So somehow or another, well, they were talking about LeBron, obviously, yesterday and today.
Because I heard him talk about Kyler Murray the other day. Like, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he did. He went after
brother.
Kyler Murray. How would you sign that contract?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a fair question.
Right. All right, but I like that it's like a month later, like, Kyler Murray, my brother.
Yeah.
I had shoulder surgery and I haven't had a chance to talk to you, my brother. Yeah. But how in the hell can you sign this contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Stephen A laid it on the Lakers right now in regards to the quote-unquote rivalry with the Los Angeles Clippers. Let me hear the clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no rivalry in L.A. The Los Angeles Clippers have beaten the Lakers like 32 of the last 38 or 39 times.
39.
They beat them, I think it's like 7 straight. It's been complete dominance. And last year, they did it without Kawhi. Well, Kawhi's coming back with Paul George. They picked up John Wall, who is no scrub.
Norman
we keep forgetting, and that's John Wall's fault why we forgot how good he could play. But the brother can ball, okay? I got news for you. Lakers ain't even the best team in L.A. The Clippers are mopping the streets of L.A., with the Los Angeles Lakers. So keeping LeBron James is a big thing because he wants to stay, and he's one of the greatest players ever, and clearly one of the greatest players in the game today still. It's a big deal because he wants to stay. But let's not act like because he's staying, we need to be having a championship conversation. Lakers ain't a part of that equation. They got a lot to prove to us before we should be talking about them in that light.
I don't think he said anything that's actually factually inaccurate there.
Why doesn't he just, and not just him, but everybody, why don't they all just stop talking about the Lakers? You know why they won't?
No, you can't. They have the largest fan base in the sport.
Yeah, because,
and arguably in sports.
Because here's the thing. They love every day to be on these national shows all day long beating up on the Lakers. And it's good for business.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of years ago, when I was doing afternoons the first time, the Lakers were super disappointing.
Uh-huh.
That was LeBron's first year here.
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay.
Got hurt early.
The ratings we had on this show, as mad as people got, including, by the way, the franchise, wasn't thrilled. But the ratings we got on this show were the highest in afternoon drive this station had in over 6 years.
Right. The worse they are and the more angry people are.
No, but it's worse with expectations.
Well, listen,
because when they were bad before and everyone knew they were going to be bad, it wasn't the same thing.
Well, I don't know if I'm the only guy in town that thinks this way, but here it goes. For all this talk about how bad the Lakers are going to be.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be bad.
Oh, no? How do you think they're going
to
be?
I think they're like a 45 to 47 win team. They're in that range somewhere, maybe 48, you know? They're not, that's not bad. That's like playoff good.
Okay.
And by the way, Dave McMiniman today.
Yeah, what he said.
And by the way, of course, you know, when we're talking about Dave McMiniman, you know what, you know.
Ask Dave. Dave will tell you.
I mean, he knows.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, LeBron will tell Dave.
Ask Dave. Dave will tell you.
Get me in the playoffs. Just give me a chance.
Okay. Ask Dave. Dave will tell you.
Yeah, I'm not as down on this as everybody else is.
But is 45 to 48 wins down? Like, that's down? They won 30-something games last year.
Yeah, so
that was an embarrassment.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
What happened last year was an embarrassment.
And by the way, you don't think LeBron was furious how bad they were last year?
Of course he was, yeah. Which is why...
Ask Dave. Dave will tell you.
He'll tell you how upset he was.
Right. Yeah. And ask Dave this, because he'll tell you.
Yeah.
LeBron will attempt to come back this year and stick it to everybody. You guys
And you know what LeBron will say if he does stick it to everybody?
Tell me.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Right. Because here's the thing. Yes, it was humiliating last year.
Yeah.
But why? Why were we so bad last year? This is, if LeBron were saying this, here's the answer.
Yeah.
One, Anthony Davis got hurt, missed a ton of games.
Yeah.
Two, LeBron got hurt and missed a whole bunch of games.
Yeah.
And three, they only played 21 games together when it was Russ, LeBron, and AD. So, yeah.
But they were like 500, basically.
But they didn't have time.
Yeah.
They had 25% of a season.
Right, but you also are the same person that literally agreed with me an hour ago when I said that there's probably a decent chance that LeBron got some assurances that they will make do whatever it takes to make a deal.
Correct.
Right.
But if they don't make the deal now, mm-hmm. he's still going to give everything he's got.
No, but that's never changed.
He's going to expect everybody else. Year two, if Russ is still with this team, when they start
this
season.
Let me tell you something. If they don't start off well.
Oh, dude, have you seen the schedule?
It's not easy.
It is brutal.
Of course I saw the schedule.
Well, I didn't know if you saw it because, yesterday it came out. I didn't know if you were familiar with that or not. I mean, you were on vacation, so maybe you weren't.
I wasn't on vacation. I was actually working yesterday.
Oh, really? What were you doing?
In Charlotte with the college football thing.
Oh, yeah, well, that's college football. It's not NBA.
Yeah, but it was over at 3 Eastern, and I was on a plane. I was reading it on the plane.
All right, listen. Yeah, the first 10 games of the season
are brutal.
Are ridic.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They are brutal.
You're a ridic.
No. No. It's two words. Brutal. I'm not a ridic.
Yeah.
Okay? The word is ridic, short for ridiculous, so
correct.
That I have an extra tenth of a second at the end of my day to relax.
Yes. Do you remember the last time that there was like this, okay, you may not remember this. So LeBron's first year, mm-hmm. when they were trying to make the Anthony Davis deal that didn't happen that particular season.
I recall.
They went on the road, mm-hmm. and crowds were giving it to those young guys, like Lonzo and Kuzma and Ingram. And I remember a specific game in Indianapolis. They're playing, and the crowd was chanting, LeBron's going to trade you. And I feel like Russ may get some of that treatment if this thing goes sideways.
Dude. Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. If you can't take it from a fan that's calling you Westbrook and you hear a crowd of people, 10, 12,000 people saying LeBron's going to trade you, he's going to lose his mind in post-game press conferences. You said the drama. I like the drama.
I know. That's why you're in.
Yeah, I'm all in. That's why I want the Lakers to keep Russ.
I've turned you into an NBA fan.
Yeah,
it's my biggest accomplishment.
I want the Lakers to keep Russ.
Yeah.
For two reasons, by the way.
For the drama.
A, the drama.
And the press conferences.
Okay, three reasons.
Yeah.
A, the drama. B, the press conferences. And C, to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. What are you, Michael Thompson all of a sudden? Michael Thompson said that somewhere yesterday. And I'm like, come on.
No, seriously.
I text him. I said, either you're being a super homer or you're like related to Pinocchio.
For me, I'm not a super homer. Pinocchio Witz was a distant cousin, different guy. But all in all, I've explained to you, George, the heart of a champion.
Okay.
LeBron James.
I was just going to say, Russ has never won a championship.
No. LeBron James.
Oh, you were saying you will them, is what he said.
Correct.
Okay. Maybe. I hope so. It's better business for us if that happens, although I do think it will be a little bit of a bumpy ride. All right, coming up next, there's some football stuff I want to get into with you. I want to give you a little wet your beak.
Thank you.
A little football.
I'm very excited.
I always tell
Lindsay,
let's put a little football in the show because Cappy, he likes a little football.
Yeah.
I like football. I do that football stuff. I used to do Westwood One, sidelines.
And CBS.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Imaging Thursday, Sedano and Cap back in your afternoon. Together. This is on the Slippery When Wet album for Bon Jovi.
Oh, I feel
back
like
in 1986.
Yeah, Cappy was all over this. You hit the post, by the way.
Bon Jovi released his third album back on this day in 1986. I did hit the post. Cappy's having a little nosh. Give him a moment.
Dude, let me tell you.
Cappy, you were all over this album back then.
Oh, my God.
In
I was
the
80s. So, first of all.
You were going to college, probably. Maybe high school.
Yeah. This is the first song, though, but the song Dead or Alive to this day.
Wanted.
Wanted.
Was that on Slippery When Wet?
I believe so.
Dead or Alive.
Yeah. I do believe so. Yeah.
But this was the song. This is on people sing at bars, though.
Oh, yeah. I have great memories of this song. I have great memories of a Bon Jovi concert in Phoenix, circa 1992.
Mm-hmm. What did your hair look like back then?
Oof. Well, he had the mullet.
I want to see pictures
of his
cap.
No, it was. I said it earlier.
That's when I met Cappy. He had ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I had a high top fade back then.
So you had both?
First
ponytail and a high top fade?
I went from high top fade to man bun kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he did.
I had a big old man bun. Pretty embarrassing.
Pics or it didn't happen.
No, there's pics.
Oh, there's
pics.
Plenty of pics.
I'll have to creep on your Instagram.
Have you ever seen the picture of me standing there with my man bun?
No, I haven't yet.
And Tiger Woods is looking at me like, yeah. What's wrong with your hair?
Yeah. I do. I have seen that.
You showed us that picture.
It is National Ice Cream Pie Day.
What is ice cream pie?
I don't know, because it's usually an ice cream cake.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Not a pie.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I know what an ice cream pie is.
There has to be a difference, right? Because there's a difference between cake and pie.
Well, right, because pie has a crust.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Cake, no crust.
Mm-hmm.
Crustless.
So is it just a crust filled with ice cream?
Perhaps.
Seems probably. A little weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'd eat that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get tons of college sports, PGA coverage, and more. You get unrivaled UFC access, including UFC 278 on Saturday when Kamaru Usman puts his 19-fight streak on the line for his welterweight title against Leon Edwards in Usman Edwards 2. New and current subscribers will receive $20 off the pay-per-view price for UFC 278. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more.
Nicely read. Very well read.
Last week, producer Lindsay, we were talking about running a marathon with Beto or something. Mm-hmm. And she goes, Chris isn't going to run.
That's not what I said.
That's what it is.
We were talking about it, and then Cap was like, let's make it a show thing. Everybody can do it. Morales, are you in? And I was like, no, he's not going to want to do that. That's what I said.
He's not going to want to run. Then, just a few minutes ago, she comes in here because we're like, oh, we haven't done our Sedano Cap family dinner yet. I know we've been planning it for a year, but she goes, oh, well, maybe we could do it this day, whatever.
I said maybe we do it Wednesday.
And she goes, oh, Chris, you can come.
No, that is not what I said. I said, Chris, you have to be there.
I think we know I'll be there. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate the invitation, though. But
I wasn't being cheeky.
I'll let Sedano invite me.
I wasn't being cheeky. I was honestly saying, like, of course you have to come. Like,
I mean, Sedano... called two people before he got in the air yesterday.
What are you, Clinton Yates over here?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
I did speak with you.
His wife.
I did.
And he called me.
And my mom, three people.
Three people.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Sinan will make sure I'm at the dinner.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, did I hear you say something in the background? Like,
now, will you guys come to the South Bay if we do like something nice?
As long as I don't have to drive on the mountain.
No, like somewhere nice. We can
Cappy,
do, like,
drive me.
Are you suggesting that we all come to you?
No, like Manhattan Beach or something.
I live like 10 minutes from there. That's closer than here,
I don't live in Manhattan Beach.
And plus, it's closer for you, Cap, than down here.
Yeah.
It's definitely closer for you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Laura's the unfortunate one that has to drive, actually. She's the one that gets screwed in that scenario.
Oh, I got invited. Yeah.
Of course
you're
invited.
We've been talking. We were talking about this for months.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear her in the
But would you be okay driving?
That's true.
We should just like crash at Ireland's house and just like, hey, you got anything for dinner?
First of all, yeah. He would 100% be into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, we should ask John Ireland if we can have our show dinner at his
house. At his house? Oh, he'd totally be into it.
No, he'll want to go to Joey.
Yeah.
He loves Joey or TRB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he'll want us to stay over.
Yeah.
Isn't
have a few cocktails.
Isn't there a club down there? Is that what you're talking about? He talks about some club that he's in.
No, it's a. He goes to like a country club.
Well, yeah, he's in a.
Yeah,
club.
No, he says
well,
a club.
At Mount Gate.
He said there's a social club.
Yeah. He don't mean like he's in the corner of the room with like bottle service.
Yeah.
When he says the club, he means the country club.
Oh, I thought he called it a social club.
No, we all up here in the
He'll
club.
He'll pour us all like a Roy Rogers.
Yeah, a Roy Rogers.
And they're like,
by the way, I had an unbelievable old fashioned in Kentucky.
Really?
Really?
Oh. I mean, like, legit.
Do you guys want to come into the theater and watch my special films?
Yes. I've been to the Ireland Estate. It's a beautiful place.
Have not been.
Yeah.
Now, this weekend here, Chris is coming down to Del Mar.
Yeah.
And there's a sleepover planned.
I didn't hear that part of it.
Thank God, Laura, you got out of that.
Yeah, I can't go because of work, you know. So
good for
thank you.
You
so
well,
much.
No, but I like what's happening here. You know, you're going to take the train down.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a good time all afternoon. Then we're going to go back to the crib.
Just so you keep not mentioning, Amanda's going. It's not me the just boss. Going down yeah. to Del Mar
yeah.
because I want to hang out with you.
Now, do you like
I do.
Do
I don't
like
mind
run
hanging out with
Del Mar? By the way, why did your eye get bloodshot all of a sudden? The left
of these
one.
Freaking
well, no, it's
lights,
6
dude.
O'clock. That's what happens to the eyes
dude,
at 6 o'clock.
I've been telling you
the
guys.
Left, yeah. Well, both eyes are bloodshot, but the left eye is really bad.
I'll put on the sunglasses again.
Holy moly.
It is unbelievable. It's like
what the hell just happened to you?
Here.
He blames the lights.
I do every time
did
I'm
your
here.
Did you Ritalin run out? What happened?
It's pixie dust.
Right. Somebody got pixie dust from me?
I know what it is. Sedano's used to it because of TV. You haven't, you know, been on the lights like that.
I can't take these lights. It's like sitting next to the sun.
Yeah.
Seriously. And what do we have them on for? Why are they on? Why do we need? Why is it?
It gets too dark in here if you don't have them on.
Ugh,
and this really started. These were always in here because we used to do stuff with Mason Irwin, and nobody used them. And then we tried to do video with Key.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it didn't. It wasn't as perky as it should be on video.
Yeah.
So we extra lighting.
Yeah. And then Stephen A. used to do his radio show.
Well, that's
here
true, yeah.
All the time, too.
Yeah, I can't take the lights in here. It's too bright.
He didn't like doing it from the TV building. He liked doing it in here.
Well, it sounds better.
And then it was funny because remember back then, you know, Mason Ireland were taking shots at Stephen A.
Oh, it was so good.
Back in those days. Yeah. And Stephen A. found out about it.
And confronted him.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Sorry, Stephen A. We love you.
Yeah, it was that. Basically.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he pull out, hey, I'm from New York, I'll kick your ass?
No, he didn't do that.
And then Mason was like, I'm from Ohio, yes you will.
Stephen A., you guys can hate on Stephen A.
Who's hating?
Not you.
Don't
I'm
hate.
I'm saying the people.
Celebrate.
I love Stephen A.
So do I.
Okay. And I know you've known him for a long time, too. But Stephen A. is old school in this way. Like, it's funny because I heard him talking about John Wall in that clip we played. So a couple years ago, it's not that long ago, this is probably like 4 or 5 years ago, He told a story. Chris, you got something on your mustache.
A little mayonnaise from the BLT.
Yeah. So he said something about...
Oh, my God.
John Wall.
He
said something about John Wall hanging out at some social club, to Lindsay's point earlier about John Ireland, some social club in D.C.
Yeah.
And John Wall, like, kind of took a shot at him. And Stephen A., I'm not even joking, did first take... Flew from New York to D.C., showed up at the Wizards practice, and just stood there in front of John Wall. Like, what?
My brother.
What? I'm here. Say what you got to say now. Yeah. Like, I love, that's old school media stuff, okay? Like, the columnist, the big columnist shows up into the locker room in the clubhouse and just like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
You know? And like, he's okay with a bit of contentiousness.
Well, that's why I would love to see a lot of these reporters that are in locker rooms. Every time a baseball player says something like, that is the worst question I've ever heard. Can anybody here explain to this guy why it's such a terrible question?
Yeah.
I wish that the reporters would go back at
well,
these
the
guys.
Well, the Freddie Freeman stuff we talked about.
Well, he's just one example. There's been plenty of other guys around baseball this year that tried to humiliate
but
the reporter types.
Here's the thing. Like,
get back into them.
The media has never been some sort of fan favorite. And obviously over the last several years, it's only become worse because of reasons. But it really is. I love Stephen A. for a number of reasons. But that to me, the fact that he will just be like, he talked about Ben Simmons. And today on First Take, I was watching him talking about, like, yeah, I met up with Ben Simmons to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Like, I like that about him, that he will go and seek people out in that regard.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that myself.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to start seeking people out.
Like who?
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
You got any suggestions?
I don't know. Who have you been bashing?
I haven't been bashing anybody, but, you know, maybe I should go sit down with Matthew Stafford.
I mean, you tried that one time.
You know, maybe I should go sit down with him, though, face
to face. I'm a little worried about that elbow thing, though.
Well... everybody tried to make it like it's no big deal. I'm like, wait a second, hold on. You mean to tell me that he did not throw a football in the offseason and showed up at training camp and was like ready to throw? Come on, that seems very far-fetched. And they're like, no, he just didn't throw in like the organized team activities. I'm like, okay. So
McVay, by the way, says no big deal. Nothing to see here, basically.
All right. Well, that's, of course, what he should say.
I don't mean to be sports guy here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because that's not my thing.
No.
But isn't it odd that you didn't see Wolford pass in the game? That he didn't start as the backup?
No, they had the other kid, yeah.
Right, but doesn't that tell you he doesn't want to put Wolford out there because he may need to use him?
Oh. Correct. Oh, yes, I agree.
Interesting.
Where were you, Cappy, with that football point?
Yeah, no,
what the hell? I thought you were the football guy. You were the sideline guy.
Hold on.
Kevin Harlan.
I'm out on preseason. I am out on preseason. In fact, when earlier today somebody said to me, well, you know, you guys should have on the show this rookie wide receiver, And I went, oh, you mean number 82, this guy who caught like two touchdown passes in the preseason game?
Yeah, I didn't watch it. So.
Well, neither did I. Yeah. But you got to make it to the regular season. Yeah. You got to make it to the roster, and then I'm going to learn your name. In the meantime, you're number 82 who caught a couple of touchdown passes in
the
preseason
game. I will watch the Texans game tomorrow, which, by the way, you can catch the pregame beginning at 5 o'clock. We only have an hour tomorrow.
What is that? An hour tomorrow?
I mean, that's perfect, bro.
You should do the show by yourself tomorrow. Seriously.
I could, if you want me to.
Really?
I mean, it's been like a month and a half this kid's been off.
A month, not even.
And I'm cheating on you guys.
Yeah, Laura's... You're not going to be here for the show?
No.
You're
Greg
just doing
has
the pregame
on, no.
and the Rams game.
No. Greg has me on Travis and Sliwa. Oh.
You're on Travis and Sliwa tomorrow morning.
Wow.
But Greg did that move, not me.
Who's in for you tomorrow?
Well, why... Can we call Greg right now?
I think it's Briones.
Briones, probably.
Briones?
Maybe Tyler, because depending on how...
Yeah, whoever's running the Rams game.
Cheers, Adana. Oh, Briones? Okay. Oh, okay, that's okay. Fine. That's okay.
I take Briones.
I think it's
1 hour.
I think it's... It might be the new guy, Tyler, but I'm not sure, because... I think Brianna.
Can you get Greg on the phone? I want to ask him what happened.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be shaking.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
Shaking.
If he's not listening already.
He was shaking.
We can push Big Deal or No Deal back a second. Let's take a break. We're going to find out why Greg moved Laura off the show next.
Sedano and Cap. Live Imaging Thursday. The gang is back together. Oh, here comes the hook, though, first.
Oh.
Yeah, Cappy.
Oh, no. Don't die, Bruce Willis.
On this day... In 1998, Aerosmith released I Don't Want to Miss a Thing as a single from Armageddon, the album. Horrible movie.
But
soundtrack
you cried.
Was good.
You cried when Bruce Willis died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert from like 25 years ago.
And you know, this is every year this comes up, and I say this is Aerosmith's biggest hit. And Sedano goes, no! But it is.
There's like a million other hits that are bigger than
this. But this is the biggest charting topping
hit. It really was?
Really?
Yeah, all right.
In 1998, you pretty much heard this song and Ricky Martin play nonstop on...
Oh, Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, see.
On Top 40 radio stations.
I mean, Bergman is Living La Vida Loca. He's taking Laura off the show. Bergman, what the hell?
You know what? I knew you were coming back, and I didn't think you'd want to have her on today, tomorrow.
Ooh.
Why would you think that?
Wow.
Ooh.
You know, because I just figured it was just a good spot for, you know, it was only an hour. I figured it was not a good spot for her.
But why do you want
to
bring up the band?
She needs to be on Travis and Sliwa. Because, you know, sometimes these things have to happen, Sedano. I don't know.
Why? Who's not available in the morning?
Taylor's not available in the morning because he has to do Rams.
Oh.
Why is Taylor doing Rams if he works the mornings?
Because someone has to do Rams. You think it should just go by itself?
I don't know. Don't we have people at night that come in here and do Lakers and stuff and Rams?
Yeah, there are other people. But you have to be trained on Rams, so it can't just be anybody.
But,
I can't be like,
what's the young lady, the nice blonde young lady that
Suzanne?
Comes in here?
Rebecca.
Suzanne. I don't know. Marcy? I don't know.
I not Three's Company, you dope.
The way he said it, though, he was so confident.
Yeah, yeah. Rebecca.
Suzanne.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Yeah.
You've Rebecca never met her.
No, I haven't.
Rebecca will be there tomorrow night, but she's doing highlights for the Rams. Yeah, so I need Laura.
I've gotten emails from Rebecca.
You have, yes, with like cuts on them, yes.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I think I know who Rebecca is by email.
To your cited email?
No, she went to my Gmail.
Okay.
She went to my Gmail.
Yeah.
By the way, for everybody in the community that's asking me to bring sided hats on Wednesday, yeah, I'll bring them.
Okay, bring them. Of course.
Maybe George will rock one.
Never.
Why not?
What happened to Bert?
Zero chance.
Oh, there he is.
Support.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about sided hats. What do you want me to say?
I don't know, but I'm just wondering why you're breaking up the band. That's all I'm asking.
Who's paying for
those
sided hats?
I got to break up the band
for
1 hour.
Hmm.
And actually, I can't even put Laura on a 1 hour show. That's not even allowed.
You're sus, bro.
I don't know. You're trying to be Cappy now? What's happening? Who
did you hear about
become?
When Greg called me last week to
no.
take the Love Boat drop out of the Mason and Ireland?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Album.
Greg, now that Mason's not here and he's no longer listening, he stopped listening about like 30 minutes ago. What actually happened there?
Explain.
So he actually added himself. I had his back the entire time. I said, hey.
So you
Greg,
lied for him, basically.
I did. I lied for him.
Well, I mean, after what happened in the beginning part of the summer.
He's going to take all the bullets.
Well, right. Yeah. Once he said that they couldn't interview anybody, their questions are lame, et cetera, et cetera. Once that happened, now he had to, like, defend the team, right, Bergie? I mean,
pretty much. But, but he's obviously said on the air, he said, I called Bergman and said, hey, can you not make it a big deal, but can we take the Love Boat thing out of our open? Mm-hmm. And I said, why? We say it actually started during our show. It was something that Jorge would say to Cappy whenever he would check in. He'd be like, hey, what's going on? He'd say, hey, and Jorge would say, Love Boat. And they would just start going back and forth for whatever reason that started.
Yeah.
And I was like, it started on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, no, no, no. You know, it's our show. I don't want it to be on what they do on their show. It should be ours. And I said, okay, fine.
See,
I'll call
but
Chris.
On, but hold on. I explained to Mason yesterday that the territorialism of radio at this radio station.
Actually, it was a great point you made yesterday.
It's stupid.
We've gone
I don't
away,
care.
We've gone yeah. away from it. We now have Travis and Sliwa into Mason and Ireland, into Sedano and Cap. It's a 9-hour show.
Yes.
That every 3 hours, two new guys sit
right.
down.
But Mason and Ireland still are very
yeah.
territorial.
They want those days of like, don't touch our carts.
Yeah.
Those are our carts. Right. Sean McVay's ours.
Right. Don't play yeah. no, not really on Sedano and
Do
Cap.
Do not yeah. use that cart.
Right. Yeah. Like, I would have been pissed off today. Hey, you tell Steve Mason, hands off Jim Lampley. Jim Lampley doesn't come on
no,
with Steve
Mason.
That
was a bad segment, so don't worry about it.
I understand.
Yeah. Right, Greg?
Greg, did they ask any questions?
Did, oh, yeah. Was it a good interview?
That, was...
Oh, you're taking a shot at Lampley now?
Wow, look at Greg.
That guy's a legend, dude.
I wasn't even doing that. I just said it was a bad segment. But Greg diving in.
It was a bad segment.
I love when Greg comes on this show and I'm on. He loosens up.
But why did you have Lampley on anyway?
Because something happened yesterday where they were talking about Lampley, how this was the person that Mason has worked with the most.
Mason said,
on Westwood One during
the
Olympics.
Mason said that Jim Lampley is the smartest guy he's ever worked with. So today they called Lampley. Lampley showed up like 5 minutes to go in the segment. Mace is like having a little bit of a conversation with him, but Jim is going off doing his thing. And then Mace goes, so, big boxing match this weekend. What do you think? And it was like, Lamps was like, I don't know, bro. I'm like teaching this class down at, you know, North Carolina.
Yeah, he's not doing boxing
you know?
Anymore.
Yeah.
And he asked him to be on his podcast 3 times.
Right.
He
really?
Got that in, though.
Three right. times yeah. on the Culture Pop?
I really want to have a deeper dive and an opportunity to go
Wait,
deeper.
Wait, but Mason did not know that he's not doing boxing anymore?
No, he knows that, but he probably just figures he's you
still
know,
up
still,
on up to speed on it.
He still watches the sport.
Right.
Yeah,
was it like Teofimo Lopez? Was that what he was
no,
asking about?
It was somebody else.
Not Usman.
No, that's UFC.
Right. I don't know. Whoever, Josh yeah. somebody, Joshua somebody or other.
Oh, Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, him.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah Anthony Joshua. Right, yeah.
And then Lampley was like, well, you know, when you look back, there's no way that he's going to, you know, do, if he couldn't do it in the last fight, and when Jim thinks, he goes like this, he goes, right. And now Bergman is taking a shot at my dear friend Jim Lampley.
A legend.
He is a legend. I'm not trying to take anything away from that.
I mean, you are.
The best of the segment. Yeah. It was a slight one, small one. Yeah. But either way, yeah, so they had Lampley
on. All right, well,
on,
because you besmirched the legend, we should have Laura back tomorrow.
Oh, no, she's still going to do Travis and Sliwa tomorrow morning.
Damn it.
See, we
Laura,
need
I was trying
her.
To get you a one-hour
day.
I know.
And now you got to do the mornings.
Ugh.
I don't mind the mornings, but, I mean, you know how you have, like, your day figured out
mm-hmm.
and stuff?
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'll help them out.
It's very
okay.
sweet
yeah,
of you.
Thank you for helping me
very
out.
Very sweet
thank
of you.
Thank you, Laura.
Very
yeah.
nice.
So
yeah.
who are we going to have?
It's very helpful. You're going to have Jorge.
Are you sure?
What?
Are you sure it's going to be Jorge?
Jorge!
Is he
Jorge,
okay?
Jorge! Jorge!
Because I heard he's got like a tooth thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does have a tooth thing. So as long as he's back tomorrow, yes. Otherwise.
Okay, so then it's not Jorge. We don't know.
Could
it's
be
like
Rebecca.
TBD.
And no. a nice stack of generic imaging.
Or, versus... or Susan.
Right. Susan. No, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Right.
You might actually get to keep Laura because if Jorge can't come
right.
in, Laura's doing
yeah.
7 hours.
I mean, I don't mind. My
Some overtime.
Be
you know
yeah,
whose
yeah,
fault
yeah.
this all is, by the way?
Yeah.
It's all Funches' fault.
Oh, he's on his honeymoon.
Right.
He sent
no.
us that nice picture,
yeah.
though.
Very nice.
Have you seen that nice picture, Greg, or no?
I did not get sent it, but I saw it.
Oh, there's beef.
What do you mean there's beef?
No, I was just throwing it out. Here's the thing.
He's part of our text thread because
yeah.
Cappy added him.
Right.
I
yeah.
said this on a programming conference a few weeks ago. We yeah. are, this radio station, mm-hmm. we are the TMZ of ourselves.
Yes.
That's all we do all day is
yeah.
talk about ourselves.
Funch is in a beautiful island somewhere.
He's in Cancun.
Drinking Hennessy, he said.
Yeah, and we report on ourselves in the drama. I mean, we've
right.
just done a breakdown of a bad
well,
segment
I mean,
that was on the air
right.
earlier.
We had an award show all about ourselves.
If we, right, we're pretty self-involved here. I mean, I literally...
Game,
that's true. I literally... Oh, by the way, they at the ESPN College Football Seminar,
yeah.
they played... I was telling Chris this earlier. They played a video of like what all the mainstays... we're doing over the summer, and they took like stuff off Instagram or whatever. And the final clip was Kirk Morrison hitting the home run
no
at
way.
Our softball tournament.
Sweet,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
and everybody was like, "Whoa, where is that from?" Like everybody was super.
Did everybody realize that he hit it off Ramona?
No, no.
Oh, that would have been another
yeah,
interesting
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, but it was yeah, people thanks. Were asking like, "Where's that from?" And then he said it was from the station's.
Well, office. It's like I had to explain to this LA Times writer last week. I'm like, uh-huh. "Hey, pal,
oh you're Bill
really
Shaken,
bring
don't
this
even
up?
Get me started."
No,
with
no,
that
I'm
guy.
Not going to get you started. But I had yeah. to explain to this guy.
He's going to be shaking when I talk to him.
I said to him, "I go, Bill, just come to our, just go to YouTube and
did
and
you
ask
actually
your,
speak to him?
Yeah, I spoke to him.
On
you
the phone?
Talked to him on the phone?
No, just like through direct message.
Oh.
Yeah, but well, you know why? He said, he was like, dude, I was on vacation. He's like, I didn't know that they were releasing this article when they did. And he's like, I'm out and I'm not talking about it right now. I'm like, because he said, I'll come on the show with you and Sedano if you want. I'm like, not really.
Yeah, don't
not, not really. I don't need to do that for
no,
you.
Not really.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, and I said this too, I'm like, we have more people at our events that then there are meters available to measure the
easy,
audience.
Easy, easy.
But you want to know something?
That's the truth.
But you want to know something really?
I use certain terminology.
But I want to tell you guys something. The funny part of it is we all saw that article, and many of our listeners
and
did
by the
as
way,
well.
Our competitors also were pretty pissed about it, too.
But we were. I don't think the general masses saw it because most people don't read the paper anymore.
We're actually giving it more attention than we should.
Right.
Anywho, damn it, I was going to say something to Bergman, and I completely forgot.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
You can text me later.
Bergman, why don't you just, like, come in and run the board?
He did that a few weeks ago.
I know, I heard. I heard, that's why.
He can still do it if he has to.
If Briones has got the tooth thing, you should come in and just stick around for an hour.
Love to have you, by the way.
I mean, I will be. Actually, if Jorge is not there, I will have to probably run Mason Island and your show anyway.
Oh, that's that'll be an adventure.
Nice.
That'll be an adventure.
Oh, right? Stadium sound.
Massive adventure. Sorry, Lindsay, you're going to have to deal with that if that happens.
That's okay. It's 1 hour.
All right, listen, let's get rid of Bergman and play Big Deal or No Deal. What do you think?
We got to do it in the next segment. Yeah. But yeah, sure. All right. See you, Bergman. They just hung up on him.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
So you just like hang up. Like, bye.
Right.
See you later.
Hey, hold on a second.
Rock
hang up.
Yeah. All right, Big Deal or No Deal next.
Live Imaging Thursday on Sedano and Cap. Shit out of quarter before 7 o'clock in the city. It's our final segment. Where's Sedano?
He left.
Well, should we just do it? It's time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so the White Sox announced yesterday that the team has signed 8 local collegiate student athletes to NIL deals as ambassadors. The new initiative is called Shy Sox, and it's going to promote or provide the White Sox ambassadors with branding opportunities, financial incentives for social media promotion, and give them access to professional resources within the organization's front office. Well, here's where it gets tricky, Cappy. An amateur football player, let's say they sign an NIL deal to become an ambassador for professional, or they did just sign a deal to become a... let me start over.
Take your time.
An amateur football player signed an NIL deal to become an ambassador for a pro baseball team, right?
Okay.
So what if an amateur football player signs an NIL deal to be an ambassador for a professional football team? Like NCAA guy signs a deal with an NFL team to be one of their ambassadors. Due to all the gray area with NIL deals, is this deal by the White Sox a big deal or no deal?
I'm going to say it's no deal. The Chicago White Sox are just a baseball team. They're a business.
Mm-hmm.
No different than the air conditioning heating guy in Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday with DeColdest Crawford, the wide receiver from Nebraska.
Love that guy.
You know he's got a twin brother?
No, I didn't. What's his name?
The hottest.
I was going to... Come on, that was a bad joke.
Come on, Cappy, no.
That's a bad joke.
That would be really
Maybe
funny,
that
though.
Works on the San Diego show, but I don't know.
Not here? It doesn't work here? Doesn't work here?
Come on,
So anyway, I think the idea here is that if the White Sox are going to do these NIL deals with college students, what's preventing an NFL team
Nothing.
From doing these NIL...
Nothing's but, preventing.
But isn't that kind of shady?
Dude, what do you mean shady?
I don't know, because there's rules against like recruiting and tampering and whatever.
Listen, it doesn't matter if you're an air conditioning company or if you're a group of rich alums who want to see their school do well. The floodgates have opened. The kids are allowed to get paid now. Most people think this is great. Finally, they get paid. Well, if you feel that way, it doesn't matter if it's the Chicago White Sox or the LA Rams. If they're paying college athletes to be ambassadors, so be it. All they're really buying is access to their social media.
I think it could get tricky down the road.
So I just had an hour-long conversation about this with a bunch of people yesterday at this college football thing I was at.
Yeah.
And look, this is just a new market, right? And eventually, like anything else, right? Like Lindsay and I are into crypto, right? It's a new market.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been around like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
It eventually works itself out. It shakes people out. It keeps people in. Like, and this is all this is. Like everyone that wants to put guardrails on this, I don't know if it needs guardrails. I just think it needs to work itself out, and it will figure itself out.
Well, but the issue is, if the Chicago White Sox are hiring college athletes to be their ambassadors, that's not a problem. What Lindsay's saying is that eventually NFL teams will hire college athletes. So think about this. If the Rams...
Right, but so what is that? It who cares, though?
Right, like she's saying there's tampering issues.
No,
and
but with tampering what? I mean, there's a draft.
No,
you know what
it's,
I mean?
Like, it's more so like people are wondering, like, isn't... It's a gray area, and like, could this... Like, impact. Like, if you're known as the guy who, like, let's say you're a big, you know, Ohio State star and the Browns want to hire you to be as an ambassador, and then you're going to go into the NFL draft, like, everyone's going to associate that guy with the Browns. Like, doesn't that kind of, like, screw things up for potential teams that want to draft
him? How is that different than when somebody changes teams in the NFL?
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right.
So, I mean, listen, you're Jordan Addison. You got a $3 million deal to come to USC. If the Rams want to hire you because you got 5 million Twitter followers... And then he gets drafted by
the
you
Niners.
Know, right.
Or whatever.
What does it matter?
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, he took his money while he could.
I will say this. RG3 had a funny line at this thing yesterday. He said, parents are going to start naming because of getting the free stuff with the.
Are you kidding me?
The coldest.
I said this yesterday.
He said they're going to name their kids DeFerrari and DeRolls
Royce. Right. I said this yesterday. I said, kids, parents are going to name their kids a certain name, hoping that 18 years from now they all get NIL deals.
Yeah.
The obvious ones. Yeah. Like the RG3 coldest.
Said it yesterday at the conference.
Right, so you didn't hear me say it, but
no,
I said the
I
exact.
RG3 said
right.
it, though.
Well, let me tell you something. I said it before him.
Can I have your pickle, or are you going to eat the pickle?
No, you can have the pickle.
Can I have the pickle?
The pickle is great.
By the way,
the
I did remember what I was going to tell Bergman. I mean, we should call him back, so it would be funny, but it doesn't matter.
Tell me, I'm curious.
I said, when I called Chris this morning, the first thing I said to him was, how can we make magic today and also cause chaos?
Right. I think we've done both.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal every day.
Right. As much chaos as possible.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one, I know... You'll be interested in this, Sedano. And, Cappy, of course, it's about your BFF. So, Kamaru Usman will defend his UFC welterweight title for the sixth time this Saturday when he rematches Leon Edwards at UFC 278. So, he's been doing the mini rounds, you know, doing all the talk shows and everything. And today he stopped by ESPN's First Take. Of course, Stephen A. had to ask Usman about Cap's BFF Canelo Alvarez. Mm-hmm. Because if you recall, a couple months ago, Usman was pushing for a crossover fight with the boxing star and said that he legitimately thinks he'd beat him.
Yeah.
So Stephen A. asked Usman to explain himself for thinking that. And here is his response.
It seems impossible until somebody does it.
It does. You know,
it was impossible. It was impossible for Buster Douglas to be able to get in there and did what he did until he did it. So, you know, it is what it is. That's just how life goes. And, yo, don't get me wrong. I know how dangerous this man is. I know how good this man is. But that's part of being a man. It's challenging yourself at every point and overcoming that challenge. So, hey, how do you live if you say that you were too scared to be able to give yourself that opportunity and challenge yourself in that way?
Last question.
Let me live, Stephen.
I'm letting you live. I just don't want you to get knocked out because you're going into a sport that you've never fought professionally in. That's my concern.
Hey, that's a chance I'm willing to take.
So is the fact that Kamaru Usman wants to box Canelo still and thinks that he can beat him a big deal or no deal?
I think it's a big deal. I think he would give Canelo a run for his money. Here's why. Kamaru Usman's background, do you know any of it?
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
He was a national champion wrestler who then became not just an incredible grappler at the UFC level.
Right, he's a good striker, too.
Incredible striker.
Hear that? That's analysis right there. That's MMA analysis.
So, like, he taught himself to be a great martial artist from a striking perspective. He had no background in that. So, now, do I think he could beat Canelo Alvarez at a boxing match? Probably not. But I wouldn't rule him out because in boxing, we've seen it just recently with Canelo Alvarez, right? Like, all it takes sometimes is just a little luck. You hit somebody the right way in any contact sport, and you can win the fight for sure.
Usman is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
A lot heavier.
Yeah.
A lot thicker.
And that look what happened to Canelo last time he fought a guy who was bigger and stronger than him.
So I wouldn't rule it out because I always think that the boxer in the boxing match would win. And the boxer would get destroyed in the octagon.
Oh, no question.
But because Usman's so much bigger and probably so much stronger.
And a way better athlete.
It's a very dangerous fight for the smaller guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think it's no deal.
Should we call Jim Lampley and ask him his thoughts?
You know, he's texting me right now.
No, he really said he's texting
me. Yeah, he's literally texting me right now.
Did he text you because he heard
you? Did
you
tell him
that
Bergman was disrespectful towards him?
No, I did not tell him that.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Did you reach out to him first, Cap, or did he hear you?
He and I were chatting earlier in the day, and we were talking about, I was saying how I'm driving back and forth between San Diego and L.A. a lot, and he said he did that for a long time. He says you get to know every jack-in-the-box in every mobile restroom on the road, and I wrote, well, tonight I'll probably stop and get some Chick-fil-A. And he wrote back, I will never have Chick-fil-A because it's bad politics. And I'm like, I understand. Yeah. Like, there's the political issue.
He's a man of integrity.
Right. There's political over here. Yeah. And then there's great chicken sandwich over here.
How about this? How about you go to, like, Jollibee? They have great sandwiches, too. Chicken sandwiches. Do you know what Jollibee is?
No, I don't.
It's like a Filipino fast food place.
Good. Don't know it.
You like it, Laura?
Yes. Yeah,
they just
so
opened
good.
One in Torrance.
I'll try
so,
it.
So good.
I'll try
yeah.
it.
Right off the 405.
But I don't let politics get in the way of a good sandwich.
Mm. Nor
try Jollibee.
Nor should you. Good job, Cappy.
Try Jollibee.
Thanks, you. I will. Okay. I'll look them up.
Are you going to stop there with Morales tonight?
No, because Morales just ordered us this delicious, like, double bacon sandwich, which was fire.
A little nosh.
Yeah, it was very nice. Mm.
Now you can drive me properly, not falling asleep like the last time.
That's true.
Were you falling asleep?
I was kind of
that
like,
was your eyes are super bloodshot.
Kind of nodding off a little
bit. No, that was taco night. I was like, are you sure we're good?
And he's like, it was like 10 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night.
This guy kept yawning. Then Rachel called.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And he was awake then.
But then he answered the phone.
Yeah.
He hit the dash.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Ray, or hey, babe, whatever he said. Chris Morales is in the car.
Speakerphone.
And she's like, oh, hi, Chris. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. Because he was about to get yelled at. Where are you? Why are you eating tacos with your friends?
Why are you on the east side?
East side Cappy, yo.
That's right. I had to explain that to her.
Yeah. Do we have one more or are we done?
I think we need to give away the tables for our
fantasy.
Oh, that's
right. Our fantasy football Friday next week at Hollywood Park Casino. Come hang out for our fantasy football draft party. But right now, caller number 7. We're going to give you a table for you and 7 friends. Got to be 21 or older, by the way. Can't bring any kids, okay, because it's a casino. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You get a table for 8 at our fantasy football party hosted by me and Cappy. We'll be doing a live broadcast there at Hollywood Park Casino next Friday. Right now, caller 7, 877-710-ESPN wins a table for 8 for our fantasy football party, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Come hang out with us at Hollywood Park Casino, even if you don't win this particular table. But call right now. Caller 7 at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776.
We did caller 7 yesterday and caller 10 yesterday as well. And I like to go bigger numbers. I like caller 350.
Yeah, but that means Lindsay and Laura have to answer the phone for 350 people.
I know. I try to explain, though, that what you do back in the old days is you go, you're caller 332.
No.
You're caller 333.
You can't
caller,
do that.
You can't do that.
How do you know?
That's actually illegal.
How do you know? Come on.
You can get fined.
What
come
are you
on.
Doing, Kathy? Don't make that
do
joke.
That?
No
you
joke.
Can't, no,
we
jokes.
Get fined.
Really
the
fine?
HPC event last year, though, was the one where you said I was following around Keyshawn like a puppy dog.
Right.
And I remember calling Sedano when you did the bit on the air.
Yeah.
And Sedano's like, don't worry. We're going to get him.
Oh, yeah?
But then you flipped and you played along. And now look. Now you're here. You made it a year. We didn't think that was going
to
happen.
Listen to me. You are talking to a Mandy Award-winning broadcaster.
You won.
Is what you are looking at right here.
We
made you, first of all.
We, okay? As a family, made this character shine.
Really?
This was a team effort.
I understand.
You know,
people literally came up to you and were like, I used to hate you.
My boyfriend included.
Yeah,
I'm Cappy and I want to talk sports.
Even the boo.
It always works that way. The first couple of weeks or months, you're like,
yeah,
I
but
hate
you've
this
loosened,
guy.
You've loosened up.
Well, listen, there's been some things going on around here that have helped loosen me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 10 seconds? Oh, we got to go. All right, Cappy, good seeing you.
All right, you
good
too.
Seeing you, Lindsay, Laura, and Chris, too.
Miss
right,
you, buddy.
We will talk to you mañana for an hour, maybe with Laura, maybe not, maybe with Bergman. Who the hell knows? We'll see you then.